Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We unveil a new segment, and one we're going to continue over the next month or so coming up at 1 at 1:30. One of our hosts here literally may have changed a line in Vegas. We got to tell you all about that. And your chance here to hop in to win a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League next Wednesday. I know we've been saying Wednesday will be the date. We have a time now. Next Wednesday, the 28th, 5 p.m. at Chickies at Pete's will be our live draft. So you got to be able to make the draft. Live at Chickies at Pete's, we'll do our draft. Hugh, promising to stay awake the entire time this time?
Yeah, it's on a Wednesday. I'll be good.
Okay.
You shouldn't promise that.
5 p.m.
Just in case you can't, you know, hold
no,
up
No, I mean,
your
I can't. Yeah, I can do that because it's Wednesday.
I know, but you get
no gummy day.
Just saying. No, I think last time Hugh fell asleep was closer to 8 p.m.
Yeah,
it was on a Friday.
Okay.
That's my Friday.
It was night. It was getting dark. So I do want to put this out there, though. Mm-hmm. Because the draft is 5 p.m. next Wednesday, live at Chickies and Pete's. If you are in the league and you cannot make it, you have to let me know. Otherwise, because we're going to have to give the spot away.
Right.
So just let me know if you can't make that.
Yeah, if you can't make it, let us know, and then we'll figure it all out. But hopefully, we're excited to see everyone there that's made the league already. And obviously, some spots to give away, including one today. The moment you made the biggest fool out of yourself. Speaking of, we had a call a little while ago who told us it was Jim, I think, who had the L on his forehead to rookie Bo.
Yeah.
And then he got on the front page of the Daily News, and he got himself fired. Because his boss, I'm trying to find the cover of the Daily News that day.
Yeah, that's pretty specific.
Yeah, I think I've narrowed it down. I think I figured out the exact day it was. So we're going to try to work on that and find it. All right, before we go any further, and we also have the Jahan Dotson trade to react to as the Eagles get a former first round pick. By the way, some more details on that. Hugh, the Eagles traded a third round pick as part of this deal to the Commanders. Now, the Eagles have 2 third round picks next year. So Ian Rappaport gave the details. This is going to be the better of the two. So they have their own pick in the third round, the Eagles, and they also had the Dolphins pick. So whichever one is a better pick, that's the pick that's going to the Commanders. So the Commanders turned Dotson into that could be a pretty decent pick. You know, Miami, I don't know. I think they're an average team. So that might be like the 16th pick in the third round. That's not a small price.
No, it's not. It's not. And you know, Howie's out there doing his thing, wheeling and dealing. I'm just like, we were sitting here wondering because it's just so weird. To have them, even though they've had other trades that they've had, but that to trade a first round pick to the Eagles to try to, in essence, potentially make them better, it's just kind of weird.
It adds to,
and it just kind of makes you wonder.
Yeah,
what's going on?
It adds to the fact that they didn't want him, right? Like it's one thing to give up on a first round pick. The Steelers just did with Kenny Pickett. It's another thing to trade him to a division rival, and that happened here. I'm excited to see what he's got, and I do think. The Eagles needed to do this. I mean, if not him, they needed a receiver. I wasn't comfortable going into the season with Johnny Wilson and Britton Covey. I mean, these are nice depth pieces. And let them develop. Like, if Johnny Wilson becomes something, great. But, like, if week one rolls around and A.J. comes hobbling off the field into the medical tent with an ankle, you know, a little twisted ankle, you know, Jahan Dotson, in my view, gives you a much better chance to score some points than Johnny Wilson has ever played in the league. So I think this was a necessity by the Eagles. All right, let's hear from Hurts and Sirianni at camp yesterday. First, Jalen Hurts on, you know, adversity and how teams need to respond to it to be the best they could be.
Your level of comfortability operating out of the system, you know, compared
it's just been, you know, it's been work. You know, this is what I told the team the other day, and it's about how you handle frustration, you know. It's about how you handle these moments. It's like everything you do is about how you respond to it. And so we want to be a team that responds to adversity the right way. We want to be a team that embraces certain things because we know that it's going to propel us forward. We know that there's purpose behind that friction. We know that there's purpose behind that frustration. And so learn from it. You know, you may have wanted to do something better. Maybe someone didn't communicate something good enough. You know, Coach Doug tells us all the time, I didn't tell you what I should have told you right there. I take that. You know, and then there's times where I do the same thing to him and whatnot, or to my guys, you know, O-line receivers, whatnot. So it's just a thing of embracing the journey and trusting the process and trusting your work.
Hugh, there's a lot of factors that are going to determine how good this Eagles team is, but what Hurts is talking about there, it's probably the thing I'm most interested in seeing, how they respond the first time things get rough. Because last year it got rough, and they just turned on each other, fell apart. We had Reed Blankenship on yesterday. He basically spelled it out. They weren't in a good place as a group last year.
Yeah.
Are they going to be – because adversity is going to happen, right?
Like, yeah.
at some point, they're probably going to lose two in a row. They might lose week one. Like, will they respond the right way when things go off the tracks?
I think so, because I think everybody's in a good space. And the reason why I feel that way is because listening to Jalen talk, he's been very reflective. He's always been reflective, but it sounds to me more so like he's reflecting on his role in all of this. And he's comfortable with that. And another thing, Coach Sirianni, the same thing. The fact that Coach Sirianni put out there that he read a book in the offseason talking about how he could be a better coach and how he could do things differently, that's a sign of growth.
Let's hear from Nick. Because, you know, it's not just Jalen. You're right. It's Nick. And Nick is the one I'm actually more if I had to pick who am I more concerned about when adversity hits, is it Jalen, is it Nick? It's Nick. I mean, Nick's the one that's on the hot seat more than Jalen. Nick's the one that last year, and we saw it a lot, and this has been a theme with him, he's very animated on the sideline. I thought it was a detriment last year. I mean, that thing against the Chiefs was embarrassing. And then, you know, he's fighting with players on the sideline, yelling back and forth against the Giants. Let's hear from Nick as he tries to, I don't know, I'm expecting him to tone it down a little bit and be a little more composed on the sideline this year. Here's Sirianni yesterday.
You know, one thing that I read when I was reading a leadership book this offseason was, if you want everyone around you to have accountability and you want yourself to have accountability, then, you know, you fussing at the refs is not... It's almost like, hey, this happened, so I'm going to blame that, right? And so when I read that, I was like, yeah, that hit me like some sort of way.
I want to know what book Sirianni read now. I want to order and read
that,
the book
that had that specific moment that he's referring. No, you know what's funny? As a guy who had some reflective moments in his life, he was taking whatever he read, and he was applying it to a moment that he's had in his coaching. And where did it go wrong? You know, because we all speculate that for Coach Sirianni, he had a come to Jesus moment. Like, we all speculate that there was a good possibility that he could have gotten fired.
Of course.
In this offseason. So when I hear him say what he's saying, he took a long look at himself and asked himself, what could he do better? Or how can I handle a certain situation better? Or even this, Joe, and I did this, why am I in this situation? And a lot of times when I would do that, it was because of the way that I acted and my demeanor put me in situations where it caused me harm.
So I think every one of us at some point like realizes, hey, I got to make a change here, right? Whatever I'm doing is not working. I need to reflect and change. But you know when you don't know if it's actually clicked in your head until the first moment pops up again, right? Like I could say right now, I'm going to be better at this, mm-hmm. but I'm just talking to you, right? Like, but the first time that thing pops up again, then I find out.
It's a process.
Yeah, so like with Sirianni and Hurts, they both are saying the right things, but the first time there's a tough moment on the sideline, that's when we're going to know, is it really clicking or are we just talking here?
But you know what? And this is where I feel the growth comes in, because you have to be able to receive it when somebody tells you, hey, you're acting a donkey, or hey, pull it back. And that's where I think he's growing at. It's that maybe that's why they made it clear that Big Dom needs to be a coach or he's on the sideline, because he's going to be the guy. And I just lost Kyle when I said that.
You're losing a lot of us.
But seriously, maybe that's why, hey, man, pull it back. Like every now and then you need somebody to tell you, man, hey, man, you might want to pull that back.
So, relax over there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you want to pull it back. You want to pull it back a little bit. And I have people that are in my corner that tell me that, hey, you might be doing a little bit too much. Or you just feel it. It takes a while. It takes 21 days to break a habit, man. So it's fair for people to think that in this time frame, because this is all new, everybody's saying all the right things. Like, hopefully we don't hit adversity in the first couple of weeks of this season. But I like the trajectory that this team is going in. I like the direction.
Well, by my count, it's been over 200 days since the Eagles season ended last year. So that should be plenty of time for Nick Sirianni to get himself right on the sideline. Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Bam, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking good, but I got some. Before I get my point, I asked some earth. I got. I'm Uncle Bam today. I'm Uncle Bam. I got some fans that want to say something to you. Austin, come here. The Eagles.
Eagles.
You Uncle Bam? Is that your nephew?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's a big Eagles fan.
I can tell. How old?
How old are you? Tell him how old you are.
We got 5-year-old listeners, Hugh.
That's awesome.
They're on the same wavelength as us. We got kids listening to this show. Bam, that's great. Bam, what are you thinking today?
I think Tapa is being too hard on, man. We need to be harder on Tapa, man. He made them. I'm not forgiving Tapa for that Sunday, man. He could have put Harper in as a pitch hitter that day, man.
He could have. I mean, he could have done that. He could have brought JT in. But don't you think we're really hard on Tapa here, Bam? And sometimes it feels like we think he's a bad manager.
But sometimes, you know, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. I mean, you gotta be a little tougher on him. Because he got to make better decisions.
Well, I don't think he pays attention. I think Topper handles it well. I don't think he's tuning in every day as we crush him for his pinch hitting decisions. Bam, when did you make a fool out of yourself? What'd you do?
All right, so it was my 21st birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was dating this one girl, but she was a twin. They was twin sisters.
Oh no, Bam. What'd you do?
I met her. They threw me a birthday party, but I didn't know I was too intoxicated for my 21st birthday. And I told one sister that I love her instead of the other one.
Mm.
I mean, but that's not bad because how are you supposed to know?
Hugh, it's not good.
Well, how is he supposed to know which one is which? He was drunk.
Well, would you not think, Hugh, that that's making a fool out of yourself? I mean, it's an honest mistake, but
that's an honest mistake.
Still foolish.
No, it's an honest mistake.
Honest mistakes can be foolish, Hugh.
No, I don't think. I'm just like, especially if they're like identical twins.
Well, that's not an excuse. You got to have a tell.
But sometimes you don't.
There's tells.
Unless they're dressed alike. Were they dressed alike? Bam.
Hugh, if you do it intentionally, it crosses the line from embarrassing to just mean.
I'm trying to help Bam out. Bam, were they dressed alike, Bam?
They were dressed alike, but here's
see
the kicker,
that there it is.
You ready for the kicker?
What's the kicker?
The one I told her I love ended up being my baby mom.
Wait a minute, wait.
Whoa.
Wait a minute, what?
Whoa.
What?
No.
Wait a minute, bam.
Is he swapped?
Bam. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Wait, because like, these stories, like, help me understand.
No,
so
I think you understood it.
You smashed both of them?
Yeah.
Like, on purpose?
I'm looking at a threesome.
Was that one an accident?
It was an accident.
It ain't no accident. Dude. That ain't no accident. Bam, that sounds like purposeful.
Yeah, I mean,
Bam, the life you living.
Bam, that's I mean.
But you know what? This is not.
It's a lot.
I know.
He made a fool of himself. Bam, good answer. You're in the mix for the league.
But you know what though? I know a set of twins that did this before though. Like she married the guy that used to date her sister. Like this is some twin drama. Like, as a matter of fact, they were triplets.
Identical. And,
yeah.
Well, you know what?
They look different. They like
so not identical.
Well, when you say they look alike, but the body types are different. You know what I'm saying? So one of them like gained a little bit of weight,
but they were identical.
Long story short, he ended up like he dated the first one, but then he ended up marrying the other one. Like he married the other twin.
Some wild stuff.
Yeah. Like I think this is how twins get down though, man.
I think we might be generalizing twins.
No,
here.
I'm saying because this ain't the first time. I'm not trying to you people twins.
You kind of are. There's a lot of twins.
But twins do weird stuff.
I have a theory that Bam that was on purpose.
Yeah, Bam did it. Bam
well, no, he said
he
I accidentally
doing.
Said I love you, and then that ended up being the mother of his child. No, that might have been on
well,
purpose.
Well, then that's where it's less embarrassing. That's malicious.
Yeah, he didn't finish the story either, because I guarantee you.
I think I brought this up once before.
They got it on later on that evening.
Okay.
That's too much. Do I need to pull that back?
You can't now. You can't now. So, again, we're not just picking the best answer. We're also picking people we want in the league with us. If Bam's picking the wrong
twin. He has no boundaries.
Well,
though.
I'm just saying if he's picking the wrong twin or accidentally, maybe.
Bam a wild dude.
Maybe he picks the wrong player and the better players fall to us. I'm just saying we may have to be strategic about letting Bam in the league for our own good, for the fantasy purposes there.
Yeah, that's a way to think about it. I'm still fascinated with this whole twin thing, though. Because they had
you
to be.
You think this happens often?
Yes, because they had to be complicit. They had to be complicit. Twins are fiercely competitive.
This is just more generalization. Okay,
hold on. Wait, when you say you think it happens often. Like,
yeah, I do.
I would say less than 1% of twins happens with.
I would venture to say if there's a set of twins that are listening to this show.
Well, I'm sure there are. Or a twin is listening.
They've had a similar situation. I guarantee you.
Put a percentage on it like you did with the Bigfoot.
Okay, the Bigfoot. I go 65%.
No, dude.
No, I'm going to hit you with 65 today. I feel confident about
65% this. 65% of
twins. Twins are different. Twins are different. Especially identical twins.
65% of twins have...
Had relations. Like, they've either dated the same guy or same gal.
No way. 65%.
They've done this. I guarantee you.
65% is a gigantic number.
Yes, it is. And you know me, I don't shy away from bold predictions.
There is one thing that goes to your theory on this. If they're identical twins, you don't have to worry about the person that you might be, you both had been with at one point, finding you attractive. Of course they find you attractive.
Yeah.
They found your twin attractive.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, because twins, like, they share on a level that's unheard of.
So you just told everyone the percentage.
Yeah, I'm just saying, 65%. I'm going to go 65%.
That is a
Somebody help me out with these numbers, because I feel strongly on this.
Yeah, I know you do.
I feel real strong.
When you feel strongly, that's when
I die on this hill.
The wildest percentages come out on this show. Like, again, if you missed it a few months ago, Hugh Douglas believes 70% of Americans are actively searching for Bigfoot.
They were.
You know,
and some people came up to me and told me they were searching for Bigfoot.
I heard about that for 2 weeks. People I didn't even know listen to this show, like, he was crazy with this 70% about Bigfoot.
I tell you, I believe, man, 65% of the twins, they into some different stuff. I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that.
All right, Bobby, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
But my dad, you know, he would just stop at this one place to get hoagies. That was good.
What kind of hoagies?
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, Bob, I'm always up for hoagie talk. What kind of hoagies did he get?
They were Italian hoagies. Was down at Veterans Stadium when you could bring your food in and all.
Oh, yeah, the good old days.
The good old days is right. How you guys doing?
We're good, Bobby.
How you doing?
No worries. We just caught the part about the hoagies and going to get them. Bobby, what are you thinking here on Jalen? You think 2022, Jalen?
You know, Joe, I'm not a believer. I wasn't a believer in him last year, and I told you guys I called after week six. I don't like how he looks. And I'm telling you, as far as personality and change your behavior, it's very difficult to do that, especially in 1 year. So I know he's probably trying, but you always revert back to your original stuff. That's just human behavior.
21 days, man. 21 days.
To break a habit. 21 days to break a habit, yeah.
Or form one. 21 days.
What was that, you?
No, I would just say it, Bobby. It's 21 days to break a habit or form a habit. 21 days.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the quarterback's going to play great because he's 20.
Well, he hadn't thrown a pick till yesterday.
I realize that. I recognize that.
How many days into camp was that? 20? Was it 20?
It was like 19.
Well, but
like
maybe
that.
He formed a new one.
Yeah.
Let's be careful here.
But guys, the litmus test is going to be how is he running? How is he rolling out? If he goes down like he did last year on his. You know, we're in every time. It's going to be a long season.
Well, Bobby, it's a really good point. So he's healthy now, and I thought he moved well when we were at camp. But can he feel good the whole year, right? Or will he get banged up? That's a major part of this. Can he sustain his health all year? Bobby, give us a moment. You felt like a fool. What'd you do?
It was my first member guest tournament at my country club, and it was after Stag night, and. The first tee, and you have a lot of people that have this person, your guest name from his country club, and I got up on the tee box, and I dribbled the ball off the tee.
Oh, no.
Dude, when it didn't even go maybe 6 yards, and everybody was there watching. I could have just wanted to a hole.
Yeah, you had a tough shot there. I mean, 6 yards is rough. I'm not a golfer, but I feel like that's kind of
yeah.
That's
tough. You know, you get a little nervous when everybody's around, and you know your name's called. So yeah, I'm not good under pressure. That's for sure.
Hugh, if you had to go to the tee right now, Bobby, good one. We'll get you in the mix. How far do you think you hit a golf ball? 100 yards.
If I actually connect, I could probably hit it
200 yards.
Nah, probably not that far because I like the motion. I'm kind of stiff.
I think you could hit 150 yards.
No, but if you had an appropriate swing, you could hit one about it's like 300, dude.
No, if I had an appropriate swing, but I don't have like my motion. I can't get it. You know
but
how
that's
you
a huge
pull
part
it all the way back. Yeah, yeah, I can't pull it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
It's all in the hips, man.
Yeah, because my hips are tight. So, yeah, I couldn't do it. But I've tried. Like, I have a driver. Like, I used to go to the driving range and kill it. But that was like...
I could see that, yeah.
What happened?
Like 20 years ago.
Why don't you go back?
Because I got tired of playing golf because it cost too much.
That's true. It costs too much.
But the driving range doesn't cost much.
No, it doesn't, but golf is expensive.
It is.
Yeah, it's very, very expensive.
You know what I think we need more of? I think we need more of candid phone calls with our callers. Like, we pick up and they're giving hoagie orders or talking about past hoagie orders. That was a very WIP moment.
Yeah, it was.
Hoagie shop down the street.
I gotta tell you, man, we go off the rails on this one.
You let us down a path with the Twins that I don't think anyone was expecting.
I'm not
it was Bam's fault.
Person that think like twins are different. Like, seriously, all like identical twins are different. They're a different breed.
They are. I mean, in very a lot.
Well,
of
yeah,
ways.
Because and they have a weird connection where I could see that being something that they say, you know, especially when they're talking, because they share everything. So I'm pretty sure if they're talking about something.
I don't think they all share that.
I believe they do.
I know
you're just
you
people twins.
Yeah.
I didn't you people the twins.
You,
I'm just saying.
You generalize all twins.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like,
65%?
Listen. I'm going to tell you a story off the air because I can't tell it on there.
Oh, no.
About some twins that I knew, and they were pretty wild stuff.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, that's your chance to hop in. We're looking for the time you made the biggest fool to yourself. Best answer gets a spot in the midday show. We're going to unveil a new segment next about the NL East. That's coming up. Your phone calls on Hurts, the Jahan Dotson trade, which we're intrigued by, but certainly wondering why the Commanders gave up on him. Eagles trade for a receiver today from the Commanders. And Topper, are we too hard on him? Plus, right now, $50 gift card to Burger King. The third caller to 215-988-1258. Third caller, 215-988-1258, wins a $50 gift card to Burger King right now on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember that special care package I got from my friends at Hatfield with their new Southwest Seasoned Tenderloin flavor? Well, I got good news for all of y'all. It's now available at your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield Southwest Seasoned Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with just a hint of heat that brings a vibrant southwestern kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters now. Upgrade your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your flavor today with Hatfield.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.